Joseph Smith, Prophet of the Restoration, is the latest film being shown in LDS Welcome Centers across the country and depicts Joseph Smith as a wonderful family man who is persecuted for his beliefs but prevails due to his tremendous faith and miraculous works. Joseph is even shown healing the sick in Nauvoo.
Although this film is very emotional and inspiring, it has no more reality to it than any other fictional story created by Hollywood. Let's now examine the historical documents about the true character of Joseph Smith.
At the age of 14, Joseph claimed to have a vision where God and Jesus appeared to him and instructed him not to join any of the surrounding churches. An amazing experience like this should radically change a person's life. But by the age of 21, Joseph was arrested and brought before a judge in Bainbridge, New York, for deceiving Josiah Stowell, charged for glass-looking and set before the court as a disorderly person. The next year, he falls for Emma Hale, a girl at whose home he lodged while on his treasure-digging work. Joseph's young wife, Emma, will prove to be a companion of such loyalty that the thought of breaking the heart of a woman like this would be unthinkable for most men, but not for Joseph Smith. Within a few short years, even men who were closest to Joseph, like David Whitmer, Oliver Cowdery, William Law, and William McClellan, were repulsed by Joseph Smith's multiple adulteries and publicly declared Joseph an adulterer. God's Word warns, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor thieves will inherit the kingdom of God." Sadly, one of the LDS church historians, Andrew Jensen, listed 27 women who were sealed to Joseph Smith. In an 1838 letter, Oliver Cowdery calls Joseph Smith's adultery with Fanny Alger a dirty, nasty, filthy affair. In 1843, Joseph Smith had a revelation and penned D&C Section 132, outlining the necessity of entering into a new and everlasting covenant of plural marriage. LDS historian Andrew Jensen, in the historical record, claims that Joseph Smith did eventually convince Emma that plural marriage was of the Lord. However, Joseph Smith failed to inform Emma that 2 months earlier, he had married both of the Partridge sisters.
Warren Jeffs has been wanted by the FBI. He's been profiled on America's Most Wanted. He's been in the headlines a lot lately, and the Mormon Church tries real hard to distance themselves from him. The amazing thing to me is that Warren Jeffs simply is following in the footsteps of Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith married underage girls. Joseph Smith went to other women and said that their salvation was dependent upon them entering into plural marriage. Joseph Smith went to other men's wives and said that God had revealed to him that they were supposed to be his spiritual wife. So all these behaviors that we find so horrific about Warren Jeffs, we find the same characteristic and behavior in the prophet Joseph Smith, the founder of the Mormon Church.
I do believe that there are some that look to the example of Solomon and or David as an example for a biblical proof for the authorization of marrying multiple wives. When we look at their lives, they were in clear disobedience to the commandment of God. Hundreds of years before Solomon or David ever came on the scene, God had warned the nation of Israel. In Deuteronomy chapter 17, he told them, "When you establish a king, make sure that your king does not gather to himself multiple wives." So when we look at Solomon and we look at David, we find out they were in direct disobedience.
Amazingly, Joseph Smith's successor, Brigham Young, revealed that your godhood rests on the act of polygamy, saying, "The only men who become gods, even the sons of God, are those who enter into polygamy."
If you read Section 132 in the Doctrine and Covenants now, it's the only section that teaches the concept of eternal marriage. And it also teaches polygamy in the same section. And that's the reason why you can't really separate polygamy from eternal marriage that Mormons talk a lot about now. It's right in their own scripture.
Jesus made it clear that God designed marriage for one man and one woman for life. A man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. Furthermore, the Bible repeatedly commands that a Christian leader is to be the husband of only one wife.
In 1842, he married, in an 8-month period, 11 women. Took a 5-month break, and then in 1843, he married 14 women, 5 of which he married in the month of May alone. So when we understand the timeline in which Joseph Smith married these women, how quickly he was marrying women, we see that Joseph Smith had a voracious appetite for a new sexual partner.